Welcome to Mindful Mutiny. Today, I'm going to talk about psychedelics and my own connection to psychedelics. About 8 or 10 years ago, I became aware of the state of psychedelics and the coming psychedelic renaissance that is happening right now in the Western world. It's so incredibly exciting, and I've done a lot of studying about psychedelic medicine and the way that it's been treated in the United States and all of the potential in history. And it's caused me to really think about taking my whole direction in a different space. And so what I did this year was I enrolled in the California Institute for Integral Studies course on psychedelic therapy. This course is an intensive and landmark course for teaching medical professionals and clergy how to appropriately administer safely psychedelic medication to help individuals who are dealing with all sorts of things. I can tell you that there's just so much to this, and I'm so excited about the future of psychedelic medicine here in the Western world. What I've been learning in the California Institute for Integral Studies, and you can look that up, they're really fantastic. They are hooked up with the Multidisciplinary Association of Psychedelic Studies, and there is a symbiosis between these two entities in the teaching of it and the teaching of safety and everything. But firstly, what we're learning is to keep people safe. Now, I'm just going to start by talking about why would medical professionals, mental health professionals be looking at psychedelic therapy as something that you would do? So psychedelic medication, as we call it, mind-expanding psychedelic medication, and that is a term that was made in the 1950s and 60s by people who were studying it in the United States. This medicine goes back for eons and eons and eons in so many different cultures in North and South America and all throughout the world. This medication has had such an effect on human development, on culture, on thinking, on spirituality, that actually right now in what we've been dealing with in the last 50 years, the elimination of mind-expanding substances in a culture is by far the exception to the rule in human history than the rule. These medications have the potential to change your mind, to change the way that you think. Why is that a great thing? It's a wonderful thing because all of us end up thinking of things in a linear fashion. We end up thinking of things kind of in a straight line. We are this. We do this. We believe this. Is this going to change me from being a religious person? No, there's other beliefs about you. A lot of people have the belief that substances like alcohol are the thing that's going to help them escape from the reality of their lives. And yes, it can for a short period of time, but it's not the long-term solution. There is only heartache and isolation down that road. And if you could do something that could change the way that you relate to a substance like alcohol, change your belief system around that. See yourself as larger than the alcohol. See yourself as a larger being than just simply the cells that make up your body and live in that reality for a period of time before kind of coming back in. That has powerful implications for your development as a person. And that, in a very small nutshell, is one of the things that psychedelic medication has the ability to do. What am I talking about with psychedelic medication? I'm talking about anything from LSD to magic mushrooms or psilocybin that turns into psilocin when it goes into your brain, or MDMA, or any of the other number of indigenous plant-based medicines that have been used throughout the eons by all sorts of different cultures. And what happened in the United States was that these medicines ended up getting wrapped up into a period of social turmoil and a moral panic about them. which made them get classified in the same category as things like methamphetamine and fentanyl, which is just patently absurd. So, the study of psychedelic medication and its implications for the health and internal healing of a person, it is the study of the safe and effective prescription of a medicine in a safe environment to help somebody have a transcendent experience under the supervision of a medical person who is trained in order to shed or to change the experience or ideas that are self-limiting. What if, think about this, what if you could go into a state where you are no longer completely ruled by fear? What if you could understand a bit more about your procrastination than what you truly understand it to be right now? What if you could see your anxiety or your trauma as something outside of what it's become, which is wrapped up into your identity? What if you could reform your identity and the way that you think into a different concept of what you are? One of the topics that has become really popular recently is the concept of neuroplasticity. For those of you that don't like know what that is, we have certain ways that we think as individuals, and we have the power to change the way that we think, to change our intelligence level, to change the way that we conceptualize ourselves and the way that we use our mind. One of the wonderful effects of a psychedelic medicine is it has the power to change the way that your mind functions. It opens up all of these different avenues for your brain to begin to think, opens up creativity, opens up you to sometimes grieving some of the sad things that have happened in your life and really going through a process. Sometimes it opens up your fear, and so that you can experience that and begin to take power over yourself, over that fear, and not define your life by the fear that has come from your life experiences. So why have these medications been so deeply maligned for so long? It really is problematic when you think about it. These medicines have the ability to really help people look critically at themselves and the world. Now, before you discount this and look at this in terms of how these medications were maligned in the United States through the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, and really honestly through today, I think that we have to question some of our premise here, where the big pharma industry is pushing medications that have the ability to help numb much of your healing, numb your depression, numb your anxiety, instead of help heal these things, which is something that psychedelics have come to be known for. There is serious study going on of psychedelics by major institutions like Johns Hopkins, Imperial College of London, University of California in LA, the Multidisciplinary Association of Psychedelic Studies, Hefner Research Institute, Beckley Foundation, University of Zurich, University of British Columbia, University of Wisconsin, Madison, New York University, Oxford, Melbourne, Alabama, all of these different ones. And this is just a few that I'm reading off of a list. The really absurd thing is that these medications, it is honestly absurd, but this is our way in the Western world of saying this is legitimate. But it is absurd that this medication that has existed for so long in humankind has to pass through these studies, which study about this much of their potential, this much of what it is that the applications are for these medicines. Now, there is no panacea for the suffering of Earth. There is no one medication that is going to heal all. As a matter of fact, this medication, there are certain people that shouldn't use it. some people who have pre-existing conditions. Those pre-existing conditions are easy to find. Do you have cardiovascular issues? Do you have issues with psychosis? Do you have issues that where you're already taking SSRI medications? All this stuff really isn't the purpose of this particular video. I'm really talking about my own personal professional journey into this medication and the future of it. All of those counterindicators, as we call them, those can be looked up and studied by you on your own. Suffice to say, these medications are in a renaissance. They are absolutely coming back, and the laws are changing with regard to the usage of them. Are they dangerous? Well, anything is dangerous when you use too much of it. If you drink too much water, your body will explode. Every single thing that you do has danger involved in it, and you need to be informed of it. And I just need to do this as a public service announcement. If you have any of these substances, there are testing kits that you can buy in order to ensure that what you are taking is truly what you think you are taking. Because if something is mixed in with it that shouldn't be there, like fentanyl, that is extremely dangerous and deadly. You should know what you're taking. You should know the dosages. But the purpose of this conversation is to talk about this medicine in terms of its ability to treat people who are suffering, people with addictions, people with depression, people with trauma, and people who are just looking for an expanding experience where there is more for you in the world than the way that you have been living. So I would encourage all of you who haven't already done this, read the book, How to Change Your Mind by Michael Pollan. It has become the anthem of the current psychedelic movement, and it has been really good at helping these medications begin to be taken seriously by just the mainstream society, and this silly notion that these medications have no application in the Western world, it just shouldn't be the way that we are thinking. Now, when we say the word medication, we often think of medication in terms of a pill that you take. Something like Tylenol, something like Prozac. That's not the traditional way that medicine is supposed to work. Medicine includes music. Medicine includes friendship. It includes song and dance. It includes good food. It includes spirituality. And medicine of this type should be taken in a space that is not only safe, but with the right intention. And the way that we are being trained at the California Institute for Integral Studies is about having several qualifying events previous to this. Psychedelic therapy appointments where you're talking to a trained person about what your intention is in this, and building up to doing a session or two or three of this medicine, and then doing something afterwards, which is very important, which is called integration. Integration is where you process what it was that you saw. The colors were so vivid. The colors were so beautiful. I didn't realize I had so much value. I had never existed in a plane where I was completely in tune with the space outside me. I was swimming through colors, and those colors were all the colors that I've just failed to see in my life. And my life is so fragrant, and I have so much to be thankful for. I'm not defined anymore by this terrible thing that happened to me. I'm not defined anymore by simply the title of my job, by simply the name that I've worn around my neck all of my life. I am defined by something so much more expansive and divine. Putting all of that into context, rethreading your very identity is a very important part of taking these psychedelic medicines seriously and getting the most out of them for you. So I'm going to leave you with this. Where did you get your preconceived notions about anything? Do you have preconceived notions about psychedelics? Where did they come from? Well, if you do too many psychedelics, you could jump off of a building and die. Well, I would say you shouldn't be in a circumstance where you are on top of a building when you are on a psychedelic medication. It should be a safe place. This medicine should be taken very seriously. This medicine is not a plaything. And there is so much fantastic information out there available to you and to me about the application of this. These medicines are being properly studied, and they are being properly put through all of the rigor that it takes to get FDA clearance for the usage of this medication that can help possibly somebody like you. So I would just encourage you, I'm going to be putting out more information, more podcasts about psychedelics, what they're good for, people who are doing psychedelics for health purposes, the people who are microdosing on medicines, how it's changed their lives, how it has improved things, and also how this medicine is something that deserves such incredible reverence, such incredible deference in its potential, in its cultural relevance to various different cultures. Ayahuasca, not a joke, not a plaything. Peyote, largely endangered, and something that should be done with the right heart, around the right cultural spirit and practices. So what I just want to leave you with here is this medicine, it's not going away. It's going to be something that is going to become more and more a part of helping people in many, many different ways, helping people heal themselves from the inside. And quite honestly, any government, any media that tries to keep you from things that can help you heal yourself and your soul and see the world more clearly, they deserve a hell of a lot more skepticism than an ancient medication that has withstood the test of time. I'm Jeremy Van Wert. Now go be something great.